Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 137, recorded Thursday, August 11th, 2016, and this is day 8, I believe, of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. You're in and another car episode. I am on the other side of my commute, heading back north from Atlanta to North Carolina, and I figured once again I would use this opportunity. I have caught up with my podcasts. I actually figured out after doing the podcast yesterday that I hadn't caught up. I was mostly caught up, but a couple of... I had some episodes for like Dave Schlesher, for example. I already listened to his podcast. Now, there are several people in the challenge that I already listened to their podcast, and I was... I'm not sure exactly what was happening, but some of their episodes were... either not showing up in the dog... I mean, they're showing up in the Dog Days feed. Everything's correct with the feed. But the way Beyond Pod is showing things, it wasn't showing up correctly. So, about... after I got to work and sat down at my desk, I realized, oh, I got, like, a bunch of podcasts. And then, you keep getting them all day because people are constantly putting them up. So, I'm actually going to talk... what I'm talking about kind of comes from yesterday. It's not a direct response to anybody, but a couple of people. I know Tabitha and maybe Bathtub Mermaid. There are a couple of different people have talked about pets and how they've gotten them. And I thought I would go over some of this. May have been heard before in earlier dog days, but part of it's new. So I'm gonna go quickly at the... I'll kind of skim at the beginning the older stuff. And then we'll get a little more detailed when we get to the new guy. So we have gone through various animals. I think when Charlotte and I got together, I had rats. I had two rats, which... and a lot of people freak out when you talk about rats, but they are actually adorable little super smart creatures. I actually loved having them. I've had two different sets. The main reason I don't have rats now, is that they just don't live very long. You know, they kind of... two is pretty ancient, for a rat. And, it's tough to have this little creature with such personality and such, and who's so affectionate, you know, die on you every couple years, you know, or some, and easily can be less than, you know, a year or so, you know, just depending on how their constitution is. So it's, anytime a pet dies is rough, and those little guys just, or girls, mine were girls, die so quickly that, I just couldn't. I was like, it was too emotional to get too attached to them. So I've had rats, but we currently, have seven animals. Yes. We have, I'm not sure we're not supposed to have some sort of license. We have four cats and three dogs. And the cats, I was thinking about it. The cats are all the oldest for the house, and I guess they're all the oldest animals. We have, like, the empress of the house is Azalea. She is probably 10-ish. She's the only one who would be, like, a... I think she came... Charlotte had her before my time. Got her before I was in their life. Not sure she came from the pound or exactly what, but she wasn't like a pure flat out rescue. She was like a from a litter. Her name's Azalea. Her mother's name I think was Rose, and all the other kittens also had flower names. So she's the empress of the house. She's the pet in charge. After her are three boy cats, and they come from a litter. My mother-in-law died in 2011, I think. And we, Charlotte and I moved. We had lived about 20 minutes, 15 minutes, probably 15 minutes from her father's house, her parents' house. And we moved back across the street. It's actually Charlotte's original, like, starter home. that her father had purchased as a rental when she moved. We moved back there just to kind of be close by. Her father is by himself now and 80. And he gets around fine, but, you know, being close is good. And he comes over for dinner and everything every day. And so right as that was happening, all that was going on, a stray cat showed up at his house across the street. And Mr. Riddle is a huge animal lover. He's taken care of many, many cats and dogs, both at his home and at his office, before he retired. And, she was pregnant. She was fixed right after she had the kittens. It was, you know, she was pregnant, so we weren't going to do anything until afterwards. And she ended up having five boy kittens. Between Charlotte and her sister, they were split up and we ended up with three of them. So they've got Wiz and Bailey and Marley. And they're good boys. They're all gray, various. Two of them are kind of tabby. And Wiz is actually a long-eared gray cat. I'm sure I'll put... I may not put them in the show notes. I will probably... There are pictures of, I think, all of them in my Instagram. But I'll throw some updated pictures in there just at the top of the Instagram. Because a few of the Dog Days people and I are following... I followed a number of them already, but... following back and forth and such, so they'll be in there. So the boys are, I guess, gosh, they're going on five. No, they are five. Wow, it's amazing. After that, we had one dog until probably 2013. It's a big black lab named Toby. He's a super sweet animal. And he passed away in, I guess, December of 2013, I think. It was kind of quick. We're not sure if it was, like, rain to... It was pretty fast. He went from... We weren't quite sure what was going on to... He had to be put to sleep to... for his own sake. Within, like, a 10-day period, it was pretty fast. So, and at that point, we were down to... Azalea and the boys, no dog, and we thought we would probably hold off on getting another dog anytime soon. We were, you know, kind of low for us, low on pets, and it was like, okay, we're going to stop and take a break here. But turned out that we were needed. one of my wife's coworkers and really good friends helps with dog rescues, and she's a foster. She usually has several foster animals in her house, and just within a week of Toby passing away, she called Charlotte and asked if she would look at a dog, because it's a little dog had been found in a town not too far from us. This woman's sister had actually found it in a bush, little teeny thing. In a bush, in the rain, all frightened, all by itself. It was in a bush in her yard, so it wasn't like she got it out of somebody else's yard. And she, her name is Lola. Did we name her? I don't think so. I named the other two, but I think Lola may have come with her own. Because she was several months old at this point. She had been in this foster program for, I think, since like September, so like 3 months. And had gone to three or four different houses. And she's super sweet little. She looks like a teeny black lab. A lot of people thought that we had, when we had her like in obedience training and stuff, that she was just a black lab puppy and was going to get much bigger. She looks like a tiny black lab. She's about 27 pounds, so much smaller than a lab, just kind of a miniature version of one. So she had been to several families, and she's pretty rambunctious and had just never clicked with anybody, and had just come back from a family that had been very enthusiastic about her, but they had some fairly small children, and she was a little too rambunctious for them. So Charlotte's friend asked if we would, she knew what had happened with Toby and that we were trying to, you know, take a little bit of time, but at the same time, this dog needed somebody. And so Lola came home and spent the weekend with us, and, well, Lola is with us. She's a good girl. She's a very excitable, happy little thing. Very sweet. And after her, and I didn't realize, when I was thinking about this last night, and I went and looked up some, looked up, because I think I talked about Rosie, who's next. I thought I talked about her last year. It turns out it was 2 years ago. And I'm not even sure if I talked about her on the podcast. I definitely, when she came back to our house, I put pictures of her up. I don't remember if I talked about her specifically on the podcast. And it was right after Dragon Con. So it was just after the dog days were over in 2014 when she came back to live with us for good. So Rosie was found in the middle of the road. In the middle of nowhere, we live at the edge of, like, rural, we're in the, like, way far suburbs of Charlotte, and it's not another 5 miles, and you're a lot of farm country and stuff, so rural area, by my stepdaughter, and her boyfriend were out, driving, and they came over a hill, and there was this tiny little dog in the middle of the road, and they didn't hit her, thank goodness, and they stopped and picked her up and went running, looking around. There wasn't even really a house within a half a mile. And obviously this was a situation where somebody had just dropped her off, you know, out in the middle of nowhere to die. And so brought her home. And the first time she was there, this was late July, early August of 2014. And I honestly, because I didn't want to get attached to her, I hardly even, like, interacted with her very much the first time she was there, because I was like, oh, I don't want to get attached, blah, 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 I don't know what we're going to do with this animal. And the original plan was for my stepdaughter's boyfriend to take her. He doesn't live far away, down the street, really. But that didn't work out. She was by herself. You know, she was with us for a few days, and she got along great with Lola. And they named her together Rosie. But once she moved down the street, there was nobody at home. I guess it was around when school started, so like later in August. And at this point, my stepdaughter's boyfriend was still, I think it was his senior year, so he was still going to school. So he would leave in the morning, and she would be in her crate, and his father was working really late at the time, and so would still be at home asleep, and Rosie would just be crying her eyes out, you know, because she was a teeny little thing, and there was nobody there, and it just didn't work out. You know, nothing against you, just he couldn't sleep, and he was, you know, needing to, so that didn't work out. She ended up coming back to us a couple weeks later, right after Dragon Con. But that worked out fine because, she grew up with Lola. She's never, other than being found out in the middle of the road, Rosie's, you know, never known a bad day in her life because, you know, everybody, even over there, she was being loved and taken care of. So she's the spoiled one. She is, just, you know, doesn't really, never known anything bad that she can remember. So she's spoiled and happy and, you know, sweet, but very obedient. And she's, of all my dogs, she is the one that likes to play catch, or catch and return. Lola likes to play catch, but once she has the stick, it's hers, and she runs away with it. Whereas Rosie and I will play catch with the stick. Bigger the better. There are sticks that I'm actually afraid to throw sometimes, because if she finds, like, a tree limb that's fallen or anything like that, that is the most exciting thing in the entire world to her. It's like, let's throw this giant stick that I can barely move. But she's a sweet girl. And then finally, the latest one, and I definitely haven't talked about it. I'm going to feel really stupid if, like, I did a podcast, because I've done a couple of podcasts before Dog Day started this year. Not very many, but a couple. If I talked about Dobby on one of those and somebody knows about this, I'm going to feel, I haven't gone back and looked. But finally, is Dobby, our only boy dog. And Dobby showed up, I believe, in February. And we're still not 100%. We'll never know. But he's Rosie is now just about the same size as Lola there. She started out a teeny little thing, but obviously she was so small that she shouldn't have been away from her mother when we found her. She didn't even really know how to eat regular food. But she's almost exactly, she's within a pound or two of Lola now. They're very similar size. Lola's longer legs, so she's a little taller. But they're both in the 25 to 30 pound range. Dobby's about 17 pounds, I think. He's a little, kind of a Jack Russell mixed with something sort of guy. He's cute. But he just literally showed up in our yard, in our fenced yard. Mike, it's possible that he could have squeezed in, because he was smaller when he got here. He could have squeezed into the yard through the gate or something somehow, or I don't think he could have dug his way in, because we would have found that. But, you know, why in the middle of the night? Because what happened is I let the dogs out in the morning. And one morning back in February, I let two dogs out into the fenced-in backyard. And when I came to the door after they had, you know, done their business and everything, I let them back in and start looking at breakfast, three dogs came to the door. You know, why would he have squeezed his way into our yard in the middle of the night? I mean, I guess that's possible. But kind of our guess is that somebody somewhere in the neighborhood knew that we had dogs and took care of our dogs and didn't want the dog and dropped him in our yard. Like I said, we'll never know, but he showed up in our fenced-in backyard one morning, and it wasn't anything against Dobby. I was just, like, not in the mood for another dog. So we were kind of determined to put up some signs and try and find an owner and stuff. But we took him to the vet. That was a Friday. And we took him to the vet because he was going to be with our dogs for the weekend. You know, do we need to get anything, or, you know, at least maybe put some flea powder or whatever. And turned out the vet checked him and he had, you know, intestinal worms. He had, I forget, hookworms. He had worms. Hadn't been neutered. He was hungry, but, you know, he wasn't in bad health other than that, until we found out later on. By the end of that weekend, it was pretty apparent that he hadn't been very well taken care of. And we found out a few days later that he tested positive for heartworms, so he's on heartworm medicine now. So we figured out by the end of that weekend that A, we liked him, we loved him, and B, whoever had had him probably didn't want him and definitely hadn't been taking good care of him. So Dobby's part of the pack now, and he's a crazy little thing. He's our big barker, protecting the domicile, and he works everybody else up. But I think he's the most. That's the word I'm looking for. He's grateful. There you go. He's kind of the most grateful. I think Lola remembers vaguely, maybe, but to Dobby, you know, I don't think it was too long ago that he was hoeing a much rougher road, or however you would, had a tougher road to hoe. Anyway, had a much worse life, and I think he's pretty grateful to be with us, because he's pretty excited about every day, and he's a good little guy too. So, yep, they're all... So, Azalea was kind of a normal pick, but everybody else was something odd, rescue, show up, somebody needed to be taken care of sort of situation, which there's nothing wrong with that. I hope we don't have any more, but taking care of animals is important, so we'll do what we need to do. Looking forward to seeing mine when I get home. They'll be super excited, go crazy for about 20 minutes, and then fall over and go to sleep. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find it at kenzoid.com, and like I said, I may or may not put pictures in the show notes, because I got to get this thing up as soon as I get home, but I'll definitely put them on Instagram. It's kenzoid.com. My email is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. Twitter is Kenzoid. Facebook is facebook.com/ken.kennedy. GitHub, if you want to know, because I was sending that information to my director today, because we're using GitHub at work for some private repositories. My GitHub handle is also K Kennedy. Instagram is Ken Kennedy. That's where the dog pictures will be, and there already are several of them there. And let's see, what else? Creative Commons license. This podcast is Creative Commons license. Attribution share alike version 3.0 unported. So thanks a lot, and we will talk to you again tomorrow here in the Dog Days of Podcasting. Bye.